ancient. Never saved a soul, they never changed reality. You had to die for me, cause I'm only human. Try so hard and still get lost. But nothing's complete. We need your love so strong. And I'm so slow that you know I'm gonna fall.
And catch me.
Your mercy, your grace. My faith gives me strength to feel perfectly safe. Cause you're
greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, June the 8th, 2014. So now with that as a backdrop, you have in St. Luke chapter 24, the telling, really, of this creation that we're speaking of. The scientific creation, but now represented as human beings so that we may know that we must be recreated. We must be reborn. We must be born again. We must be regenerated. We must go through the Christ. We must be that neutron. We must be that word of Jehovah, neutron, that is here to promote existing, existence, and living. And through the proton Y chromosome masculine and the X chromosome mitochondria DNA electron feminine, through understanding that power and reality, we become, as our assistant pastor today said in his message, agents for change. His subject was agents for change, being an agent for change, and he went through examples of making changes in the world. And we can see how that teaching ties in to this scripture, because Jesus, Yahushua, represents the solar science, the solar science of the hydrogen atom Christos. Jesus in the tomb, in the sepulcher, behind the stone, that is a tomb not yet called forth from Ptah by Ptah. But when the stone is rolled away and you have the resurrection of Yahushua Christos, that is the solar aton sun disk Ra Atum Christos now resurrected, reborn, regenerated. In the atmosphere, you see in the winter solstice, the sun coming back north from the south after being on its celestial cross for 3 days and three nights. And so, in the African teaching, Atum is called forth by Ptah, the earth mound. In the sepulcher, that's earth. Behind the stone, that's a piece of earth. That's the earth mound, you might say. And so, when Jesus, Yahushua, comes forth out of the sepulcher, that is Ptah calling forth Atum to come out of Atum. That is Ptah calling forth Atum to come out of Ptah, be disconnected from Ptah, but yet connected to Ptah. And then Atum is now to follow the mind of Ptah and call forth order out of chaos, order out of turbulence. We're going to go over these teachings over and over again until we can say these things better and understand these things better. So Jesus, Yahushua Christos, is Atum. Atum, hydrogen Atum. He has the power to call on the forces invisible in our lives to give us teaching, to give us wisdom and instruction, so that we may now call the invisible forces within our construct, rebuild our spiritual, mental, moral, and physical structure, call forth our atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons, and call forth men, women, boys, girls, and the creatures of the earth. My wife loves to hear information about the creatures and the role that creatures play, animals and insects and the creatures of the earth, the role that they play in creation. So Jesus, Yahushua Christos, as that Atum, that hydrogen Atum, is calling forth all of the creation and the creatures, calling you, calling me, that we may aggregate and come together and stand together as that body. When you say body of Christ, that is the whole of you and me coming from the original body that was the waters of Noon. We are the body of Christ. We are that body that came through the Christ mechanism birth chamber. Christ Atum. Christ Atom. As the neutron word of Jehovah, the existing one, coming from the sacred divine masculine proton, Y chromosome, and the sacred divine feminine electron, mitochondria DNA X chromosome. We have come forth and we are now here to do the bidding of the Most High that we promised the Most High in the waters of Noon, when we were without form and void and alive in that darkness of the deep. Darkness and the face of the deep, that abyss, that chasm, that original tranquil, peaceful reality that we come from. So Jesus Christos calls us forth, calls on us to act out the principles of Noon and Nonet, the principles of Ha and Hahet, the principles of Kuk and Karket, the principles of Amun and Amonet. Study energy, study time, study space, study light, study the womb of darkness and that work of darkness, that hidden work. Not darkness as evil, but the birth reality is done in the dark and hidden and unseen from seeing eyes. So this original darkness and womb and hidden reality, study the birth, See, everything is about birth of life. And so when Jesus, in this scripture of St. Matthew chapter 24, he told the women, go to Galilee. Well, Galilee is defined as circuit, having to do with the science of the sun moving in its elliptical. From the earth, we view the sun going through the signs of the zodiac in the 12-month clockwise cycle. And we follow the sun and we look at the sun moving through the universe in the 12-month cycle. And the path of the sun as viewed from the earth is the elliptic, the elliptical. In the Hebrew, African Hebrew, you say Galilee, the circuit, the circle, moving in a ring, moving in a circle. So Yahushua commands the women to go to Galilee to tell the men, I'm alive. Tell the men, you are alive. You are me. I am you. We are the body of Christ. We come from the waters of noon. We come from peace. We come from tranquility. Our lives are disorderly, chaos and turbulent, and we are calling on the forces in our lives. We're calling on the forces in the universe so that we may bring order out of chaos and turbulence. And so let's go to verse 10 of chapter 24 of Luke. And I believe the word Luke has to do with light. See how this solar science, this hydrogen solar science is ever in front of us. See these women. I want to go to the women for a few minutes. Mary Magdalene, Johanna, and Mary, the mother of James. Just in those names, there is wisdom and knowledge and science. Well, Mary, coming from Miriam, has to do with rebellion, has to do with their rebellion. And so, Mary of Magdalene, or Mary Magdalene, or Mary of Magdala. Mary, Miriam, once again, has to do with rebelling. And we must rebel against the system of death, hell, and destruction. We must rebel against those who are running the institutions of this earth to promote, they are promoting chaos and turbulence. Warfare and bloodshed in Crimea. Is it Crimea? Russia took Crimea back. But in Ukraine, you have America, Barack Obama, Republican and Democrat together through CIA, through their agents, creating a coup d'etat, overthrowing a government in Ukraine so that America with Britain can extinguish the people, destroy the people through the International Monetary Fund and through changing the economy, through destroying the equivalent of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, through putting on the people illegal, immoral loans to destroy the people, extract extravagant interest, and that is usury, and usury is against God's law. And so that's disorder, that's chaos, that's turbulence. You remember what we said about Benghazi, Libya, and you remember what we said about Christopher Stevens and the trafficking of terrorists into Syria through Libya after the Obama administration, Democrat and Republican, killed Muammar Gaddafi, overthrew that government, and then took over the economy, destroying Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, education for all, so on and so forth, and began to use Libya as a conduit to traffic people, to traffic Al-Qaeda, to traffic al-Nusra and weapons into Syria to do what? to overthrow the Syrian government and Assad. And now we see that not that Assad is totally righteous, but we do note that Assad changed the constitution, has begun to include women in the government, has begun to make sure that the working class masses have a stake in the government and raising of wages and living standard in Syria and so on. And so we see that Assad has beaten back the CIA trafficking of people and weapons thus far. And what we want is a total liberation of all people all over the earth. And this reminds me, Miriam is rebellion. We're rebelling against the thinking of the system. This reminds me of Minister Malcolm, who said America will never win a ground war. Never again will America win a ground war, a war on the ground. He said that in 1965. What was that speech? Ballot or the bullet? I believe it was given in Detroit. At the Shrine for the Black Madonna Church, pastored at that time by Reverend Clegg, a revolutionary Christian preacher. But Minister Malcolm said at that time, is America winning in Vietnam? No. Is America winning in other places? No. He said, Minister Malcolm, America will never again win a ground war. And did America win today in Iraq? No. Did America win today in Afghanistan? No. Did the forces win in Syria? No. They are losing every time because they are going against the science of existing and life and living. So we are Miriam. We do not want to see anyone buy into a mentality of killing another God, goddess, Elohim, human being for sectarian thinking and sectarian division of people. Mary of Magdala. Magdala. Magdalene comes from Magdala and Magdal. Magdal is an African Hebrew word, and it is defined as tower, elevated stage, pulpit, or a raised bed. And this is rooted etymologically in another word that is similar, gadal, to grow, to become great or important, to promote, to magnify. Well, we are to use, oh man, the pulpit, wait a minute now, the pulpit, a raised bed, I'm thinking of a raised piece of earth. So we're back to Ptah. We want to see this African science all over the scripture. So Magdal, Magdalene, European Greek, Magdala, African Hebrew, Magdal, African Hebrew again, an elevated stage, a pulpit, a raised bed. So I'm looking at Ptah as a pulpit. I'm looking at Ptah as an elevated stage. I'm looking at Ptah as the raised bed of earth that we use to teach, to think, to understand the chaos and the turbulence so that we may rebel against the system that is causing such chaos and turbulence. And then we, as Atum, coming out of that pulpit, coming out of that raised bed of earth mound Ptah, we begin to call forth the forces to do what? To magnify, to gadal. This is the etymological root of Magdal and Magdalene. Gadal, to grow, to become great, to promote. To promote who? To grow who? The poor, working class, oppressed masses of disenfranchised proletariat peoples of the earth. It is they and we who have been destroyed. So we call the forces of the universe. We call time, energy, space. We call the birth the birth reality that is done hidden and in the darkness, we call forth the womb to bring forth into the light and reveal into the light that which was hidden and that which was done in the darkness, so that we can promote and grow. Photosynthesis. Does not the sun make vegetation grow? Do we not grow in stature spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically from solar science? If the sun went out tomorrow, would not everything die? The Most High Jehovah is he, she, father, mother, who is behind the sun, empowering the sun. And the sun represents Christos. And Christos is the atom. Atom, protons, neutrons, and electrons. And the Most High is using the Christ Atom as the mechanism to bring forth that word. And so that that word in Christ, protons, neutrons, electrons, takes on human flesh, takes on human nature. So we teach this teaching so that the masses of the people may grow and be magnified, and the masses of the proletariat peoples of the earth may take our place in the sun and take our place and become the creators of government and institutions that will promote life. Now, Joanna was there, this beautiful black woman. Miriam, a beautiful black woman. Mary, Miriam, the mother of James, beautiful black woman. All woman, beautiful, sacred, and divine. Now, Johanna is defined as Jehovah is a gracious giver. And again, looking at some of the etymological roots, Ioannis. Okay, because gracious is John. Johanna is the feminine of John. See, I never knew that until just now. You see, let me play the Greek pronunciation of Johanna.
Strong's G 2489, Ioanna.
Ioanna is the feminine. Jehovah is a gracious giver. Contemplate that. Jehovah or Yahweh is defined as existing. The life, the universe is based on existing. Existing is a gracious giver. Existing has given us life. The existing one, Father, Mother, Jehovah, Yahuwah, has graciously given us life through Hayah, which is the etymological root of Jehovah. Hayah is a verb having to do with bringing into existence, bringing into being. This is a gracious act of the Most High. A man at my job said, God doesn't answer. God doesn't answer. This is my coworker talking. I said to him, oh, I don't agree with that. But let me say that as taught by the wicked who control our schools of theology and our secular schools, the way they teach God, he never answers. But when we understand Jehovah, Yahuwah, scientifically, we begin to rebel against the wicked teaching of the wicked ruling class, where there are no answers to anything, nothing but chaos and turbulence. But we tie in to the science of Yahuwah and understand that Yahuwah is the self-existing one, Father, Mother of creation, and the universe is that conduit, that Babel, which means gate of heaven. That universe is the gate of heaven that graciously gives us life, that graciously has given us the Christ mechanism through whom we, as the word of the existing one, Yahuwah, have taken on the original human nature, which is the nature and essence of life and existing and giving. And so John is the masculine of Joanna. Ioannis is the masculine of Iona. Ioannas, let's hear John in the European Greek pronounced.
Strong's G, 2491, Ioannes. Ioannes.
Ioannes, the Jehovah is the gracious giver from the masculine. And taking that to the etymological root, you see Yochanan in the African Hebrew language. So Yochanan is the masculine. I don't know what the feminine is, but there's a feminine in the African Hebrew, and she and he, Jehovah, has graced. But when you keep going and get to the root for gracious, having to do with showing pity, you keep going and you see to bend down and lay siege and encamp. Why, Most High, are you pitching camp? Why are you encamping? Why are you bending down and laying siege? Because the wicked system has surrounded us and destroyed us. So the gracious giver uses the universe and uses the forces of nature, uses the forces of the universe to lay siege to the wicked and have pity on the oppressed and encamp and encircle us, circuit us, Galilee us or Galileal us, circuit us, encamp around about us, and administer life to us. Now there's another Mary, and we say once again, Miriam is the African Hebrew etymological root of Mary, which is from the Greek. The African Hebrew is the root, meaning rebellion, their rebellion. So she, her womb represents rebelling, and we are coming to birth. We are regenerating, and we are rebelling against the system. We don't want to think like the system. Now she, this Mary, is the mother of James. That James, I believe, that wrote James, or is used as the title of the book of James. Now James is the supplanter. And the etymological root, you see in the Greek, heel catcher or supplanter. But when you go all the way to the African Hebrew, you get Yaakove, the heel holder, the supplanter. And you keep going, and you get this African Hebrew root.
Strong's H, 6117. Akav. Akav.
To supplant, to circumvent, to take by the heel, follow at the heel, to assail insidiously. And you remember the first time we hear this word heel and supplanting has to do with the Garden of Eden, where the seed, that waters of noon, atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, hydrogen, atom, Christ, Christos, Ra, Aton, sun disk, you and I as the word, who in Christ as our mechanism, we through Christos, that atom mechanism, have taken on human nature, human flesh. So we as that seed are to bruise the heel of the serpent, which represents the fallen serpent. See, serpent originally means wisdom, and coming from the seraph, the word in the African Hebrew, seraphim, seraph, having to do with winged serpents or dragons who are poisonous, having to do with the science of poison and antidote. You take enough poison to have the antidote within your structure to fight poison. And so these serpents represent wisdom and healing. This is why Yahushua, Jesus, said, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.